SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Well, we've actually got many shortages across the economy.
Addressing the country's crippling skills shortage.
Yet we still have skill shortages.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Australia is facing a skills shortage. But a new report says there's over 600,000 people already here in Australia who have the skills we need. So why are migrants struggling to find the jobs they're qualified for?
My full name is Mohammed Qasim and my current job is full-time taxi driver.
And how long have you been a taxi driver for?
Now it's more than 3 years. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I'm doing this here full-time now.
And you can hear the
baby. Yeah, you can hear the noise. This is how you spend time on the road, busy traffic on the Melbourne roads. I'm actually from Pakistan and I came in 2018.
I'm in the car with 32-year-old Mohammed, driving around Melbourne CBD. The story he is telling me is a common one. Having gained qualifications and experience back home, here in Australia, he's struggling to find work in his chosen field. Back in Pakistan, Mohammed studied IT and came over to Australia on a student visa.
Yeah, I chose IT because obviously when you see the around you, it's a big scope, you know, all over the world, you know. So you will find good jobs and obviously the good income as well.
For 3.5 years now, he's been searching for a job in IT. And he says there are heaps of jobs advertised.
IT is like really big industry, you know. You can easily find a job, but obviously with the good experience.
Despite having experience in Pakistan, Mohammed keeps being turned away.
It was frustrated because you did degree and obviously then for living you have to start other thing, you know. So yeah, that's why I started doing taxis.
Mohammed is one of thousands of migrants facing difficulties with finding a job in line with their qualifications.
What we found on the research was that almost half of all migrants living in Australia who arrived in the last 15 years are working well below their skill set.
That's Lily Jang, campaign manager for Activate Australia Skills with Settlement Services International.
44% of migrants are underutilised in Australia. And that's a really big lost opportunity when a third of all of our occupations across the nation are in shortage.
She says there are many barriers.
The system for how we recognise overseas skills and qualifications is really complex. It's riddled with red tape and it's very, very expensive. And then there's the sort of bias within our labour markets, you know, where there's this perception that local experience is needed. There's a perception of, I guess, a sort of unconscious bias as well in our hiring practices.
According to a recent report by SSI, if migrant workers worked in jobs that matched their skill set at the same rate as Australian-born workers, $70 billion of economic activity would be generated over 10 years.
From the stories that we see and a lot of the data that we see, they end up in a lot of cleaning jobs, hospitality roles, a lot of sort of non-permanent work like rideshare driving, taxi driving, those kinds of roles. Yeah, more manual kind of low qualifications. We actually see a lot of skilled migrants finding other places to go, like Canada, European countries, where it is actually a little bit easier to get your skills recognised.
Phoebe is a mechanical engineer from China who came to Australia in 2016 on a skilled visa.
I was working as an application engineer in Shanghai. I thought I was doing pretty well working for an international company. But when I came to Australia, I felt really frustrated because I couldn't understand the English spoken by Australians.
Phoebe says she was optimistic when she first arrived. She has qualifications, experience, and her skills were clearly in need coming on a skilled visa. But she says she faced many challenges.
The first is the language, and the second is that I have no local work experience. The third is that I don't have any friends or family or relatives here.
After many interviews and rejections, Phoebe took up a position at a family-owned business as an import assistant. Years later, Phoebe finally has a job in her field, but she described the process as torturous.
I felt that it was too difficult to find a job. I lowered my living standards. I was so desperate.
Deputy CEO of the Refugee Council Australia, Adama Kamara, says employment is a huge challenge facing people arriving here.
For many people, your career is your identity. Your profession is your identity. Especially when you've spent so many years studying and contributing to your community, whatever that community looks like, and then to move to Australia, and you can't, because you lose so much. There's so much loss along the way. If that's one thing you can, is retain your professional identity, that means a lot.
Back in the taxi, Mohammed is dropping me off. He told me he hopes to start his own IT business in the future. But in the meantime, he hopes things in Australia change.
If you're coming from another country, you cannot bring the experience in your field, you know. So this thing needs to be changed and it needs to be more flexible.
This story was produced and presented by Olivia Diorio, with additional reporting by SBS Mandarin. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.